Yippity yahoo, Perudy! Good morning and welcome to Rosie on the House, broadcasting live from Westworld in Scottsdale for the Arizona Get Outdoors Expo, a fantastic family event. If you're a regular listener to Rosie on the House, you've got your house, your home, your castle, and your garden, your yard, and your trees, and your shrubs, all in the kind of condition that allow you to walk out the door, load up the car, and hit the road and enjoy the beautiful state we live in, the great state of Arizona. I'm here in the Westworld fully air-conditioned arena with Romy. We're here to take your calls. This is the open hour for anything you'd like to get done around your house, home, castle, or cabin. My wife, sweet Jennifer, is still on the road with my daughter, Julia, in Minnesota. So we've recruited Carol Grace Romero, my sweet little baby girl, to be the call screener. If you call, be nice to her. I have given her instructions. You know, anybody be rude. But, you know, we don't get any rude calls. So I get that question a lot from people outside the industry. They say, yeah, but when you're doing a live radio talk show, don't you ever get people mad that call in? We never do. Our listeners are some of the most polite people on the planet.
Yeah, there's two or three exceptions out there.
I don't remember them.
And they're not really necessarily rude, but they've got an agenda when they call in.
It's
usually when it gets something political, which we don't get political, but
we can now. Mom's gone.
There you go.
So, Carol Grace is the call screener.
It's usually around some legislation that's going to affect the building industry or the agricultural industry. You know,
With Jennifer out of town, if y'all want to call in and ask me any question on who and what to vote for, call. I'll tell you. Just call me. It's 1-888-767-4348. Jennifer's gone. I can get away with this right now. 1-888-767-4348. Let us hear about the project you're trying to tackle around your house, home, castle, or cabin. Carol Grace will get your name, where you're calling from, what the project is, and she will text it to Romy on his phone, and then we'll bring you up on air and get your question answered. Again, we're broadcasting live from the Westworld Arizona Get Outdoors Expo. It's a fantastic family event. We're here with KTAR, as well as the Arizona Game and Fish, as well as the Ride Now guys that are bringing us some cold waters. Appreciate that. Thanks a million. I do want to ride about four of those things a little later in the day, okay? All right. We're going to make a special arrangement. Rosie on a wheelie there. Well,
they got a youth motorcycle over there. I'm going to go get the price for Remy. Remy's probably about 2 years away from fitting that.
Yeah, baby. I want to ride that little electric scooter, whatever that thing is.
It's interesting. They say it goes about 25 miles an hour, and it'll go about 25 miles on a tank of gas.
We've got professional fishermen that are going to be here teaching you tricks on baits as well as casting techniques and equipment. We have, what are they called, the flying dogs?
The Ultimate Air Dog Show.
Ultimate Air Dog Show here. Dogs running down the runway and leaping into the sky.
Simulating as
retrieving.
If they were retrieving from a water-based.
They're trying to snag a Frisbee that's suspended up high, and I guess whichever dog goes the farthest, highest distance to retrieve that Frisbee is the winner. So they'll be starting here shortly. We've got food court, so there's a place for you to grab a little refreshment and a little protein energy bar and a sandwich or a hot dog or a hamburger. And then we've got mini boats. Now, earlier, I made the mistake of saying RVs. These aren't RVs.
There are two over there, but
these are just fun rigs. They're called HOVs, I guess, off-highway vehicles. We've got all of those here, so look like a lot of fun. So get out here. It opens at 10 o'clock. It's open till 6 tonight. Tomorrow it's 10 to 4. It is $15 per person. Children under 12 are free, and anyone with a military or first responder identification will also get in for free.
I don't know the age limit for the mutton busting, but if you'd like to strap your kid on a sheep and see how long they can hang on, they have that going on today. And the archery shoot for anyone 8 and older can give their hand with a Arizona Game and Fish safety instructor, you know, fling a few arrows.
And all the equipment's here. You don't have.
Don't bring your own.
Don't bring your bow and arrow. But if you want to come and introduce your kids to it, we've got the instructors here, the safety officers there on range, and everything. So come on down. All right. With that invitation to come on down, you've got some baseball tickets to give away. We've got a couple home improvement issues we want to get started on. And in the 10 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking in particular faucets and plumbing fixtures. But right now, it's open hour. Give us a ring, 1-888-767-4348.
We haven't covered email in a while. We get a lot. And one in particular, we had talked a while ago, neither one of us are big on home warranties or when you go purchase something and they
extra insurance.
Everyone, yeah, I was at extra Staples for like $12 for something at the office. And they wanted to sell me a $4 insurance for 2-year replacement. I have never done it, but I've always thought if you could count all the extra things that they try and sell you insurance for, or equipment breakage or warranty, if you could add that up in a year's time, how much that would be would probably blow your mind.
A lot of people like the surety that they're never going to be surprised. I'd rather have a little cash savings account and be surprised every once in a while and save all that other money. If anything, I'm probably a little underinsured.
Well, there is one thing that has come out that really attracts me.
Okay.
It's called equipment breakage coverage.
Yes. It's insurance companies' response to all these home warranty companies.
And where I don't have the list in front of me, but the list of things you can cover, computers. If you've got a significant investment in computer equipment, electronic equipment, air conditioning equipment, well pumps, if you're on a private well like me, that's really what I started looking at, because every couple of years, it seems like
you're fishing
our
well,
motor.
You're fishing that well motor out.
Our motor just, anyway, but right now, there's only one company doing it, and it's called Safeco. So you would have to change your homeowner's insurance to Safeco, and then they offer the equipment breakage. But I would imagine in 2 or 3 years, you're going to see a lot more doing that. Now, that's according to Focus Insurance, and they represent a wide variety of insurance companies.
The only Rosie-certified insurance company in the world, Clay Jansen at Focus.
And don't you know?
That's P-H-O-C-U-S.
I called to ask about the equipment breakage, and that's how I learned about Safeco and everything. But don't you know, my air conditioning compressor completely blew up the day after I called.
I was so happy.
I got covered.
I was so happy that happened. Folks, Jennifer's been gone 10 days, and I've never lived, and I've lived in my house for almost 30 years. I've never been in my house by myself for 10 days. And fortunately for me, Romy's air conditioner busted, and it was several days before they could get it repaired. So I had Romy, Amanda, Remy, and Landry all move into T-Pair's house. And that was some of the most fun 3 days I've had in a long, long time. So I'm going to make sure that we regularly get your air conditioner broken. Maybe once a summer.
That's great. Looking forward to that. Martha wants to know, her water bill recommended that she invest in some reusable flood barriers in preparation for any kind of monsoon damage that may come. Now, if you've experienced flooding in the past, or you're in an area where you're worried about it, or you get it under the door, there are some products that are out there that are a little bit easier to deal with than a sandbag. But most of them are rubber-based or a plastic product. So just make sure you have a place inside to store them. You put them down, you fill them up with water.
We've actually bought some, Romy, to field test. We just got to wait for a rain.
They've been
in a closet for about 3 months.
Have you filled them up to see if they work? You just don't know if they're
water resistant? Jennifer was messing around with them. So okay. It's just another one of the products she's Rosie Road testing.
We don't have one in particular that we like yet, but there's a HydroSack is a brand name, FloodSack is a brand name, QuickDam. Dam bag is four different varieties that you can find online, and there are some hardware stores that will sell them.
Sandbags without the sand.
Little flood barrier.
Okay.
So if you're in an area, you never know what is going to strike a nerve or which one of our platforms do. But there was something in the Daily Star that we got a lot of feedback on, talking about dealing with gnats on indoor potted plants. And someone had wrote in and said, you know what I do? If you cover the soil surface with dryer sheets and leave them for a couple weeks, the odor of the sheets will interfere with the reproductive cycle of the gnats. Michael says, I know it sounds crazy, but I do it and it works. So dryer sheets on indoor plants for gnats. And on that gnat was another one that recommended just throwing an Irish Spring soap bar in the plant, in the pot with the plant, and that will keep them deterred. So
at Rosie on the house.
Couple additional insights on dealing with indoor gnats. Do you want to keep going or do you want to take a call? We got about a minute here.
Okay, let's keep going here. We'll let the callers continue to load up and we'll jump to calls when we get back.
Okay. Steve writes in and says, I've been listening to your show for 12 years and I'm finally home shopping. I've found one
hey,
we really
cool.
like. But it's on a well and a septic. Do I need to be concerned? I'm on both of those. We have a well and a septic. I tell you, I absolutely love it. Just understand, like Dad was saying, have a little cash surplus for those rainy days because those repairs and replacement costs are expensive. If you'd say shared well, if you've got a bad neighbor on that shared well agreement, that can be very
aggravating.
Very aggravating. You can have people that can be absolute water hogs but don't pay for their appropriate portion of water usage. You've got people that don't pay into the monthly maintenance kitty pot that most shared well agreements have. So if it's your own well and it's your own septic, I say go for it. You're going to love it. Just have your savings.
And I would say with a well, I would like to have a large holding capacity tank for if the pump would go out. And at the very least, I'm going to have the phone number of a water delivery service that services my area. Should we have a problem, you could at least get water to the house. That's Rosie on the house. Your lines are open at 1-888-767-4348.